Tales from the Truth is here, whistling out of nowhere. About 2 nights ago, I was with my girlfriend and her sister in their backyard smoking a few joints in my car. We smoke often, so a few just is really nothing for us. Around 8 p.m., her sister went inside. We live in New York, the Bronx to be exact, so the sun has been setting around 7 p.m. and completely dark by 8. So now it's just me and my girl, chilling, rolling up, and we're talking, getting rowdy, laughing, nothing out of the ordinary. In our backyard, there's parking for about 4 cars, but they're all out, so I was parked closest to the neighbor's fence, on the right, facing the road, so I can see all the way down the driveway, and directly behind me is a mesh fence that you can clearly see through. Throughout that fence is a church. Over on my right, in her neighbor's yard, is a garden that you can see. I'm saying this so that you know that I could see everything and had a great view of the entire yard from the front to the back and the sides, so I could have seen anyone coming easily. Well, while we're talking, out of nowhere, we both hear a whistle, about 2 seconds long, loud and clear. Immediately freaked us out both so much that she ended up from the passenger seat into my lap, but I was able to keep my composure, calm her down, and get her back in her seat. This took about 3 minutes, and we were talking about it, trying to figure out a logical explanation that what had just happened wasn't paranormal. Maybe it was a cat or a squirrel or even my car. And then it happened again, directly in my girlfriend's ear, loud and clear. I could even hear it coming from the direction of her ear area. It was as if it was ensuring us that we had just heard the whistling out of nowhere. My radio was on, but it was low, and it was a little chilly, so the windows were closed tight, but the whistle was coming right next to her, in the car. We stayed for another 20 minutes and decided that she was too uncomfortable to stay there. She says weird things happen in her house, and I never take them seriously, and I told her that I don't really believe in that stuff, but this time I experienced it. And I looked and I tried to think of everything I could to explain it, but I can't, so that brings me here. Does anyone know what this could mean or be? I'm more scientific than religious, so I just want an explanation, but this is a really tough one. Apparently, this is a common enough phenomenon, and a couple people shared their experiences in the comments. I'll read those now. My girlfriend was playing hide-and-seek with her friends in the woods as a child. One night, she went too far, way far away from her friends, and she heard something whistling, Eleanor Rigby, passing by her, but could see that there was nothing there where the whistling was coming from. She waited until she couldn't hear it anymore, then went back towards town, same direction as the whistling. Saw nobody on the way, and her friends were like, "Where the fuck did you go?" Ghosts like to whistle. This happened to me once when I was 12. I was on the toilet reading my mom's People magazine. Chillin', out of nowhere, I hear a two-toned whistle blow directly in my ear. I felt the wind on my ear and it was loud. The hair went up on the back of my neck and I ran out of the bathroom. Weird. I had a similar experience about 4 to 5 months ago. I was walking on the sidewalk next to my old high school, waiting for my ride to come pick me up when I heard a very loud, clear, two-tone whistle. I thought it was my cell phone at first and pulled it out of my pocket to see if I had left a video up or received a notification of some sort. It was so loud, though, that I never really thought it was my phone, but I was hoping it was. Instead of the other option, it could have been a person close behind me. I quickly turned around to lay eyes on no one. It was so loud, I figured it had to be someone right by me. I did a full 360 hoping to see someone, but nope, nothing. The high school I was in is notorious for being haunted, though. It was constructed in the late 1800s, so it's definitely seen its days.